Amen. Thank you. That is beautiful. What a precious name in Jesus. I love that song. Has anybody seen the Hillsong video? It's beautiful. Beautiful song. Amen. Children's Church. Man, I think Frankie needs to be in here some more. Do you think he heard me? Probably didn't. Huh? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all the children. Amen. Well, welcome to everyone. Welcome. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Can I get amen? I don't know if we're going to be able to make it. Based on all the weather forecast, at the end of the world is coming. Because a little storm is coming through. I'll never want to minimize that, though, right? Because crazy little tornadoes can spawn out of that kind of stuff. But we trust the Lord to protect us and keep us safe. And appreciate you guys being here. So we're going to be in Colossians 3:19, if you look it up. Colossians 3:19. It's on page 432. I couldn't resist, Pete. Joking about that in Sunday school class this morning. It's page 442, Glenn. Amen. Colossians 3:19. So let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. Lord, thank you for the rain. Thank you for the folks that come out this morning to hear your message. Lord, I desperately need you to help me share this morning, the way you've put it in my heart. Minister to us through your word. Help us be more and more like you. But above all, Father, let us glorify the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, you said if you be lifted up, you'll call on men unto you. Father, we just praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So this morning's message is going to be geared toward husbands. And I'm going to stall until Ashley gets... Is Ashley coming back? He's getting them settled? Okay, cool. So this morning, the message is going to be geared toward husbands. So I know there's folks in here that are single and that you're young. And yeah, yay, single. So hang on there with me because you guys pay attention and take good notes because this could be, Glenn's going to stone me, but this could be something you can look for in a husband a long time from now. Right? So, long, long time from now, right? And some of you, I know your husbands are not here this morning, so hang with me, you know, I'm just hang with me. And then some of you are, you know, maybe your spouse was deceased or maybe divorced. So hang with me. I believe the Word of God would go forth and would not return void, that it would accomplish what it was meant to accomplish in the world. So and we'll all learn and grow in what we have this morning. Amen? So Colossians 3:19, it says this, simple verse, husbands, love your wives, and do not be bitter toward them. Now, this happens to be our memory verse for this week, so I want to encourage you guys to put this to memory. This means do not be harsh with your wife. Okay, if you look up the word bitter in the Greek, it means to produce an unpleasant taste in our stomach. It's a real interesting translation, so I had to dig into it a little bit more. I like doing that. But it has really everything to do with our feelings. Feelings. So it produces, bitterness produces an unpleasant taste in our stomach, or in other words, in our feelings. And it reminds me of an old saying. Anybody remember the old saying, well, that leaves a bad taste in my mouth? Remember that? Whatever the situation is, that's an old saying. Well, scientists tell us today that there are neurotransmitters in our stomachs, in our gut, mainly our digestive system, like we have neurotransmitters in our brain that fires out and gives us our emotions and feelings and those kind of things. So they say that one article I read, it says 90% of our serotonin chemicals, neurotransmitters, that gives us a feeling of, you know, relaxation and sometimes a little anxiety stuff, is in our gut. Even the Old Testament talks about how they were led by their bowels, you know, and that kind of thing. And so I could go into another, you know, rabbit trail there, but I won't. Maybe that's for another day. When God says, husbands, love your wives, he speaks of the woman as a complex being. Can I get amen? He calls every man to love his whole wife, just as every man should love himself. Ephesians 5:28 says, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. So men, we should be loving ourselves, not narcissistically, you know, but we should be loving ourselves. I mean, Jesus even commanded us in Luke 10:27, right? A famous verse, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, mind, and love your neighbor as you what? Love yourself. So there's a healthy love there. Now, what do I mean when I say, men, we need to love our whole wife? Okay? This means that a husband must do all that he can to understand his wife and her world. And I know people write books about that, so I'm going to try to cover it in the next 27 minutes. This morning we're going to focus on seven areas to love and respect our wives. You guys ready? Let's take good notes, men. Jerry, get that pencil out. The first one is love her heart. Love her heart. We call this emotional love. The Bible uses the word love over 350 times. And 10% of those times comes from the Song of Solomon. One thing we learn from studying this, men, is that a husband should use words to express his love for his wife. Song of Solomon chapter 2 is a really good chapter. All of it I love. Read it if you haven't. Prepare yourself. Right? So, Song of Solomon 2, let me read it and I'm going to read it to my wife Lynn. Is that okay with you guys? I should save this one for Valentine's Day, hadn't I? Here we go, Song of Solomon, chapter 2. And I'm going to read it to Lynn. Rise up, my love, my beauty, and come away with me. Oh, my dove, let me see your face. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet, and your face is lovely. How you doing? Oh, sorry, couldn't resist. I don't know of a woman in the world who would not like for a husband to somewhat talk to her like that, right? Every once in a while, for sure. Men, we need to love our wives like she's our queen. Go out of your way. Go out of your way to show your love by romancing her. With quality time, small gifts, and edifying words, it'll make a huge difference in your marriage. Amen? Second thing, love her mind. We call this intellectual love. A loving husband will graciously convince his wife that to him, she is the most important person in the world. and you always have time to listen to her. Your wife should know, men, that she is the most important thing to you. She is more important than your work, than your hobbies, than your friends, and she's even more important than your children. Does your wife know that you value her and her thoughts and her opinions above all else? You see, intellectual love means engaging in your wife's mind. Some of you, I know that might sound a little scary or the unknown. But I'm telling you, a lot of young men win the hand of their future wife by thoughtful and engaging conversation. I remember when Lynn and I were dating in Washington State, in the Puget Sound area. David knows where I'm talking about, I think, right? And above Seattle, there was an area between Oak Harbor, Washington, right on the Pacific Ocean that goes up a place called Deception Pass. And we used to just go there when we were dating. And we'd drive my car and go down this little area down towards the water, and there was a little harbor area right there. And we'd park right there in a little parking spot, and we'd sit and just look at the boats. And dream about, oh, we have a boat one day, you know. And dream about the little sailboats and the nice little yacht boats. And we'd walk around. But most of the time we'd just sit in the car and we'd just talk. We'd talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and have conversation. Like, give me a little smoochy once in a while, you know. But, you know, we'd talk and talk. Sorry. But really, can I say that? You see, too many men, they fail to carry this habit on into marriage. And after a while, the conversation is about, where do you want to eat? What do you want to do? I don't know, what you want to do? It happens to the best of us, but we must recognize that, you know, we need to talk. Men, we need to talk, and we need to listen to your wife about what she is interested in. Maybe the books, maybe the movies, maybe nature, maybe hobbies, maybe games, career, family, travel. Be genuinely interested in her mind. It'll make a huge difference in your marriage. The third thing, love her body. We call this physical love. A husband should be mindful and strive to meet his wife's physical needs. I believe this is twofold when we're talking about this. Twofold physical needs. One is the food, shelter, and clothes. And the other physical need is touch. Let's talk about the first one. Food, shelter, and clothes. 1 Timothy 5:8. 1 Timothy 5:8, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Now, I'll go on and say this. An able-bodied man who consistently chooses not to provide for the physical needs of his wife needs to take a serious look in the mirror and get on his knees and ask Almighty God to deliver him from the spirit of laziness and selfishness, and ask God to give him courage to love his wife the way that God's called him to love her. Amen? That sounds kind of hard, but I believe that. Men, we need to love our wives by making sure that they have food in the house for the family. A safe house to live in. Money to buy clothes. And at times, some extra special gifts for her and for the family. Now, let me talk briefly about meeting the physical needs of their wives. Women need and desire physical touch. They want to be embraced. Give them a hug. Kiss them on the cheek. Hold her hand in public. Touch her back. Stroke her hair. Unless you just come back from the beauty shop. Don't mess with the hair. Right, ladies? Okay, I'm good. I know you love me, but I just got a perm. Listen, the gentle touch of her husband lets her know she is safe and adored. Here's a modern day secret for you, man, especially if you're under 40. Text your wife one day and just say this: I'm crazy about you. Now, don't do it tonight, Adam. It's not going to work. You know what I mean? So, wait about 2 months from now, you know, and then, bam, out of nowhere, I'm crazy about you. Well, I'm a Jesus. One last thing about meeting the physical needs of our wives through touch is 1 Corinthians 7:3. The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. Now, we all know what that means, right? So I don't need to go into that in detail. Let's move on. Number four. Love her soul. And this is what we call spiritual love. Okay, men tend to be task-oriented. We set a goal, we attack it, and we get her done, right? It's like going shopping. I'm going for this, and I'm ready to go. You know what I'm talking about? And then it's like, what about this? Well, look at that. I'm like, oh. I'm going to sit in the car. Any man ever go sit in a car? I'll sit in the car at 110 degrees. Well, let me tell you, JCPenney's at the mall, they got a man cave. Anybody know about that? Seriously, I found it by accident. We want to go to the mall? Yeah, let's go to Penney's. Seriously, it's over where the women areas, and there's a little, before you get the dressing room, which men are allowed, there's a whole lot of areas. Big as that choir loft with a big television there, comfortable chairs. I'm like in there, okay, shop. I'll take your time. It's a man cave. Every store should have them. It's ridiculous why they don't. But often we neglect one of the greatest responsibilities of being a husband. And this is it. The cultivation of godliness within our wives. Men, we need to become comfortable with, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua understood that his choices had a profound impact on those under his care. He had to always think of the spiritual good of his dependents. This means we have to make thoughtful and prayerful decisions in our home, even if they're unpopular. Some examples may sound like this: honey, I love you, but we're going to go to church Sunday, even though that woman hurt your feelings last week. I'm not saying anything how that happened here. That happens, though. We must have our family Bible study tonight, even with our busy schedule. We've got to do it. Honey, I'm tired too, but we need to pray about this tonight. Listen, I know it's a little tight this payday, but we really need to tithe. You see, these acts of leadership in our home are expressions of love. We have to spiritually lead our family, especially our children and our wives. Amen? Number five. Love her relationships. We call this relational love. Relational love means that sometimes as husbands, we may have to protect our wife from even her own family. Sometimes we may have to protect our wives from her friends. Help her focus on the right friends. Be aware of the drama friends, right? That can bring her down. They can put condemnation on her. Men, we need to be swift and firm to discipline the children if they disrespect their mother. When each of our three boys got married, here is one sentence in the fatherly speech that I gave each one of them privately. I set them down and I had them look at me right in the eyes. And I gave them a little speech, and here's one sentence. I said to each one of them privately, no matter how busy you get or where you end up in this world, will you give me your word? You will always, from time to time, call your mama. And they all agreed. See, I know they can get busy in building their careers and raising their own family and children, and they cannot call me. I'll be okay with it as the man, right, guys? We're all right with it, you know. But you can call your mama. Y'all feel me? I'll text somebody once in a while. I'll do the little three text, group text. Have y'all called your mama lately? Have you texted your mama lately? FaceTimed your mama lately? Right? And they do. If they don't, I spank them. 31 years old. I can spank them, can I? Not really. They spank me. Men, we must also resist contradicting and disrespecting our wife in front of the children. We must be mindful about giving her some time off to go and have some me time. Or maybe to do some fun things with her healthy friends, like shopping. Take your time. As a couple with children, I encourage you to develop a few relationships with older couples. One or two. With older couples that have a good marriage and they've raised children. It's healthy. Number six. Men, love her humanity. Love her humanity. We call this realistic love. Be tender in your wife's failures. She needs to know that you love her even if you are saddened by her mistakes or her failures or her sins. She needs to know that you love her and you're going to be there with unconditional love when she messes up. Be grateful that she is different than you. Right, guys? You see, a loving husband sees his wife as a gift from God. Even though she's not perfect, she is God's gift to you. Lord knows us husbands are not perfect either. Most of us are a bunch of knuckleheads in desperate need of God's mercy and grace, aren't we? Number seven, the last one. Love her maker. Love her maker. We call this theological love. You see, this is something I've found out, fellas, and I speak this as the truth of God. The more you study the Word of God, and the more you fall in love with Jesus, the better equipped you will be to truly love your wife. I'm going to say that again, not insult your intelligence here. But the more you study the Word of God and the more you fall in love with Jesus, the better equipped you will be to truly love your wife. By His amazing grace, God draws us to love Him and empowers us to love others. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news that the Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. Galatians 2:20, Christ loves the whole Christian. Body, soul, and spirit, and every part. Why do you think God created Adam and Eve naked? Because He wanted to clothe them Himself. He wanted to take care of them. He wanted to provide for them. And He wanted to make the first sacrifice for them. The blood sacrifice of the animal to make the skin to cover their shameful act of sin. He also made the last and final sacrifice on the cross that washed away all of our sins. Ephesians 5:25. And I'll close. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave Himself up for her. Only as we come to terms with what that means will we be able to obey God's Word and love our wives with the sacrificial love that God wants us to have for her. Men, husbands, love your wives. And do not be bitter toward them. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this time and Your Word. Thank You for Your direction. Thank You for Your help. Thank You for Your guidance. Holy Spirit, You are our counselor. You are our teacher and our guide. Or He said, the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet. Lord, we love You. We ask You for help. Father, if there's a marriage in here that's kind of struggling, Father, I pray blessings over them. I pray, Lord, that You'll help them, give them the courage to step up and do the right thing. Lord, if there's one here that's never accepted You as their Savior, Father, today is the day of salvation. That's what the Bible says. I pray that when we sing the song of invitation, that they'll come down this aisle, this altar, and give their life to You. Lord, if there's a couple that feels prompted to come down and just make a simple prayer of recommitment, not that anything's wrong or having problems, but maybe just a simple prayer of recommitment. Well, I pray for the husbands that are not here this morning. Lord, I pray You will stir up within them to be men that will come and lead. Lord, we don't look at them with any type of condemnation or nothing. We love them, and You love them. But Father, I just lift them up to You. Lord, we just give it all to You. We trust You. In Jesus' name, Father. Amen.